بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنزل الله عليك الكتاب والحكمة وعلمك ما لم تكن تعلم وكان فضل الله عليك عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم الحمد لله على نعمة الإيمان والحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام والحمد لله الذي خلقنا من أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله respected asatiza, ulama, mashayikh, brothers and beloved students all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with iman put us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blessed us with this beautiful deen of Islam. These are the three greatest bounties that any person can possess. Allah through His kindness has granted us all three. We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua that Allah keeps us steadfast on iman, on deen. Take us away with salamati of iman and raise us in the year after with iman. Then as an added bonus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us attachment with the knowledge of deen, with the ilm of deen. This is a very, very great ni'mat and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Ya ilme deen atay maula hai. It's a very great ni'mat. The ayat which I recited before you, wa anzalallahu alayka al-kitaba wal-hikmata wa 'allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam. That Allah has revealed to you, O Nabi, the kitab, the Quran, the hikmah, the sunnah, and taught you that which you did not know. Ilm is so important. Wa kana fadlullahi alayka 'azima. The fadl and karam and bounty of Allah on you is very, very great indeed. So, we should make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a mubarak life this is. What a mubarak life. People generally after Fajr namaz start their day in different ways. Office, shop, job, farmer goes to his farm. But what to say of those people that after Fajr Salah, the rest of the day is spent in Qala Allah Ta'ala and Qala Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala this is. So therefore, remain focused in your studies, your attendance, your punctuality, dedication. Sometimes as the time goes on, we start getting a bit slack. But remain focused in your studies, attendance, punctuality. This is part of discipline. Our whole deen is discipline. Our whole deen is discipline. How is a person going to read his five times salat if he does not have discipline? How is a person going to stop eating at sahri time if he does not have discipline? And all this discipline is so important and the training of it starts at an early age. So therefore, appreciate whatever systems are in place for your attendance, for your punctuality. This is all going to make us a proper, a good human being. One day you're going to be an imam of a masjid. One day you're going to be an ustad in a madrasa. If you do not have discipline in you, you do not have attendance and punctuality in you, it's going to land you up in big, big problems. So therefore, be focused in our studies. Be present in our subaqs with body and mind. Inna fi dhalika la zikra. Liman kana lahu qalbun aw alqa as-sam'a wa huwa shaheed. In there is a reminder for that person who has a heart or for that person who listens attentively. So take your studies very, very seriously. Maulana Ibrahim Sabdevla Dhamad Barakatuh mentions, sabak کو ایسا پرے کہ اس کو پرا سکے، سبق کو ایسا سمجھے کہ اس کو سمجھا سکے، سبق کو ایسا سیکھے کہ اس کو سکھا سکے. That learn your sabak in such a way that you are able to teach it to someone else. Understand your sabak and lessons in such a way that you are able to make someone else understand. So how is this going to happen? This is not going to happen if we're not paying attention in the class, if we're busy with the cell phone in the quiet or something like that. No. For this we'll have to listen attentively and give our 100%. Work hard. Yahya ibn Abi Kathir rahmatullah alayhi mentions, لا يستطاع العلم براحة الجسم. That you cannot acquire knowledge with bodily comforts. A person wants comfort and luxury and easy life and easy going, and he wants to acquire knowledge also, that doesn't work. The knowledge of deen is acquired with sacrifice. No doubt the sacrifice in every era, every zamana also will vary and differ, but the sacrifice sector has to be there. Work hard. I never heard of a student till today, he passed away and the cause of death was he worked so hard, bichara, he passed away. No, so don't worry. Even if it happens, it's a win-win situation. Either shahadat or you're going to make it big time in your studies, mashallah. So carry on with your studies, work hard. There was a student who was studying engineering in India. Engineering is regarded to be a very, very tough course. Final year, final exam, very, very tough. So tough it is that the instruction on the paper is there are 5 questions, choose any 3 out of the 5. Any 3 out of the 5. Meaning not question 1 is compulsory, then you choose. No, no, it's so difficult. You choose any 3 out of the 5. The student was so hard working, so dedicated and hard working like yourselves, mashallah. Husne zan ke liye, dalil ki zarurat nahi. For husne zan, you don't need a dalil. And the dalil for that from Quran Sharif is what? لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. The dalil for that you don't need the dalil for husne zan, is that why is it when you heard of the waqia of ifk, why didn't you just make husne zan? So anyway, I have that husne zan about y'all, that y'all even more hard working than that student there. Anyway, what the student did, the student answered all 5 questions. And then he put a note to the lecturer, kindly mark any 3 out of the 5. So like that. So you've got to work so hard. Put your full time, put your whole heart and effort into it. So therefore, and also sometimes you can find some challenges also come in your studies. Sometimes shaitan, nafs is also there. After a few months, even after 1 year, 2 years, no, I think this is not for me. I think now, let me leave now. No, 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 just hang on in there. Just hang on in there. The end result will be very sweet. The common factor amongst those people who left after 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, whatever, the common factor amongst all those people who left is that of regret. That later on they regretted. After 5, 10, 15, 20 years, they regretted. If only, why didn't I complete my studies? Such an awakening there is nowadays that we find that married people, people with children, professionals, they also saying, no, I want to go and study deen. I want to go and study deen. So if any of those challenges come while you are studying, then just persevere, just hang on there. The last thing that comes on a fruit on a tree is the sweetness. So just hang on in there. I recently read something very nice. They say your studies might begin with Baraba Yadribu. But don't worry, it will end with Kalimatan, Habibatan, Ilar Rahman. So your studies might start with Daraba Yadriba. I'm not talking of the literal Daraba Yadriba. I think those days are gone now. But I'm talking you might have whatever challenges this way, that way. But just hang on there. That day will come when Kalimatan, Habibatan, Ilar Rahman, that sabak will also come. You'll reach there eventually. So therefore, just remain focused in your studies. Remain focused in your studies and don't get distracted by things that does not concern you. Maulana Ihsan Sahib, Damat Barakatum of Raivin, Ya Allah, if you think of Maulana, Allah give him Maulana afiyat and good health. The last suffer that Maulana came here, the Murkas and Maulana gave a bayan. 2 khadims, one on either side. Maulana is talking, as he's talking, he's slipping, the khadims are picking him up again. You'll wonder, how does a man even travel in that condition? Such a man will just want to be in his own familiar surroundings at home, let alone international travel. Anyway, Maulana Ehsan Sahab mentions, jitne zyada hum apne aap ko karne ke kaamon mein lagayenge, khud ba khud na karne ke kaamon se hum bach jayenge. The more we keep ourselves busy and occupied with what concerns us, automatically we'll get saved from all those things which do not concern us. So therefore, appreciate this golden opportunity Allah Ta'ala has given us. Otherwise, where are we and where is this Pakiza ilm? Knowledge of Quran, knowledge of Hadith, so pure, divine. Where are we and where is this Pakiza ilm? It's like a person, Allah Ta'ala took a person to Haramain Sharifain. When this person came to Medina Sharif, he expressed himself saying, said, Kaha hai Medina, kaha hu me kameena, kaha hai Medina, kaha hu me kameena. He expressed himself saying, where is Medina Tayyiba? And where am I a wicked person like myself? Meaning, Medina Tayyiba, such a Mubarak place, such a Muqaddas place, such a sanctified place, such a blessed and pure place. And where am I? Such a wicked person, such a sinful person. Meaning, what and what haven't I done wrong in my life? What and what haven't I done to be deprived of this opportunity? But oh Allah, it's your kindness, your mercy that you have brought me to such a Mubarak place. So like that, what and what haven't I done to be deprived of this? But oh Allah, it's your kindness that you have given me attachment with this beautiful deen, with the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. What ulum Allah Ta'ala has given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Just to get a glimpse, but one to a few examples, the ilm nabawi. What ulum Allah Ta'ala has given Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In this world we see, we ask someone, if a pious person, buzurg, ali, mufti, for a difficult question, many a time they'll also say, so chulunga, I'll think about it, let me think about it, I'll get back to you. Nabi alayhi salam, what and what was asked to Nabi alayhi salam? On the turn Nabi alayhi salam gave, what ulum Allah Ta'ala had given Nabi alayhi salam? To give a few examples, on one occasion Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Nabi alayhi salam, هل نرى يا رسول الله هل نرى ربنا يوم القيامة أو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم will we see Allah, will we see our Rabb on the day of Qiyamah? Now what actually Sahaba were asking was not, they didn't want a yes or no answer, that yes you'll see, no you won't see, no no. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were asking kayfiyat, how will it happen? So many people there'll be, how will it be possible for everyone to see Allah Ta'ala? Meaning, for example, if this masjid is full right till the back, will everyone be able to see the speaker? Yes, and still to their pillars, in between someone is tall, someone with a chair, we got to readjust. But let's say this majma is 50,000, 100,000, 500,000 now, will everybody be able to see the speaker? No. This is what Sahaba wanted to know. The answer of Nabi alayhi salam also indicates to this. Nabi alayhi salam in one sentence simplified so easy that with the greatest of ease Sahaba could understand. Nabi alayhi salam told Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu, hal tudaruna fi ru'yati al-qamari laylat al-badri, do you have to crowd to see the full moon on the night when it is full moon? Simplified. A big question is, how will it have so many millions of people, how will everyone see Allah? But one sentence. That wherever it's full moon, it's night time, there can be millions, the whole country, the whole southern hemisphere, whatever it is. But the greatest of ease, if it's full moon, look, can you see? So with the greatest of ease, you'll be able to see Allah Ta'ala. One occasion, Nabi alayhi salam was giving Jummah khutbah. While Nabi alayhi salam was giving the khutbah, a person entered the masjid and Nabi alayhi salam was standing on the mimbar. This person came and he said, Ya Rasulallah, halakatil amwal, wan qata'ati subul, fad'ullaha yughithna. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wealth is being destroyed. There was a drought. Wealth is being destroyed. The roads are being cut off. Make dua Allah, give us rain. Well, it's been cut off. No rain, no crops, no grass, the animals. The roads are cut off, not in use. Fad'ullah yughithna. Make dua Allah give us rain. Same time. قال فرفع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يديه ثم قال اللهم أغثنا اللهم أغثنا اللهم أغثنا. Like the person says, فَدْءُ اللَّهِ يُغِثْنَا. Nabi عليه السلام said, Oh Allah give us rain, Oh Allah give us rain, Oh Allah give us rain. Narrator says there was not even a piece of cloud in the sky. Next thing a cloud appeared, spread, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained. For 7 days, whole week, we never saw the sun. It rained, and it rained, and it rained. Next week, Friday, similar scene, Nabi alayhi salam was giving khutbah, a person entered the masjid. Narrator said, I don't know if it was the same person or if it was someone else. Nonetheless, the initial words were the same. The person came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, halakatil amwal, wanqata'atis subul, fad'ullah yumsikha anna. Ya Rasulullah, the wealth is getting destroyed, the roads are getting cut off. This was now because of excessive rain. We saw recently so much flood, so much damage. So this was because of excessive rain now. Wealth is getting damaged, roads are getting cut off. Fad'ullah yumsikha anna. Make dua, Allah withholds the rain from us. Did Nabi al-Islam make this dua? Nabi al-Islam never made this dua. There is the person said, Fad'ullah yughithna. Nabi al-Islam said, Allah maghithna, Allah maghithna, Allah. Here the person said, Fad'ullah yumsikha. Nabi al-Islam never said, Allah maghithna alayna. No, no. Why? Nabawi ulum. Why Nabi al-Islam never made the dua? Because water is such a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. How can you say that, oh Allah, stop the water, stop the rain? Water, we can see now that if there's no electricity, life can carry on. But if there's no water, everything from morning to night with us is water, tahara, paki. Nabi al-Islam never made that dua. Why? Water is so precious. Water is life. Abi hayat. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And we created every living thing from water. Wallahu khalaqa kulla dabbatin mimma. Allah created every creature from water. Water is so precious, so precious. How Nabi al-Islam wouldn't say that Allahumma amsikha anna? No. Nabi al-Fadha, at the same time there's a problem. What's the problem? Halakatil amwal, wanqata'ati subul. There's a problem. So sam bi mare, lati bi natute. Nabi alayhi salam made another dua instead. Nabi alayhi salam said, Allahumma hawlana wa la alayna wa fi riwayatin Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna Allahumma ala al-akami wa al-virabi wa putuni al-awdiyati wa manabiti shajar. Nabi alayhi salam made another dua. Oh Allah, let it rain but not on us. Let it rain on the outskirts. Let it rain where there's hills, where there's mountains, where there's valleys, where there's trees growing. Nabawi ulum. Nabi al-Islam never made the dua, Allah, don't send the rain, or like how the person said the first week, Nabi al-Islam same time said, Allah, give us rain. No. Because why? Water is so precious. And like that, another example, that Nabi al-Salatu wasalam mentioned the hadith sharif, tunka'ul mar'atu li arba'in. That a woman is married for 4 reasons. لِمَالِهَا وَلِحَسَبِهَا وَلِجَمَالِهَا وَلِدِينِهَا فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرِبَتْ يَدَاكْ. So, كَمَا قَالَ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. A woman is married for 4 reasons. This is a fact. Some will marry a woman just for wealth. Some just for a family lineage. Some just for beauty. And some for deen. So Nabi al-Islam mentioned, give preference to deen. Become successful by marrying a woman who got deen. So here the words of the hadith sharif is فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ. Nabi al-Islam never mentioned فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الْعِلْمِ. Marry one who got lot of ilm. She knows the matan and she knows the hashas. She can read those hashas without spectacles also. She knows it like that. No, no. Nabi al-Islam never mentioned فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الْعِلْمِ. But فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ. Don't marry one who got lot of ilm but she's got no amal in her life. Marry one who got practical deen in her life. This is the thing. Marry one who's got practical deen in her. One person might know 200 juz'iyat of salat. but is reading one, two salats a day. Another person who knows the basic masalas of namaz, but five time namaz. The one got ilm of namaz, salat, and the other one got practical salat in his life. Anyway, to move on a little bit. Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was once traveling. So he stopped at the madrasa. They had no intention of bayan program. They were on a hurry, whatever, on a journey. They just stopped for salat perhaps. So the madrasa said, No, Hazrat Ji is here. You have to give a bayan. Even if it's short, few words nasihat, but we can't let Hazrat Ji go without saying something. So Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh asked them, what's the tarkib of ilmuddin? Ilmuddin, they said, mudaf ilay. So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Alayh say, idafat mughayarat ko chahti hai. That mudaf and mudaf ilay is not the same thing. Mudaf is a separate entity. Mudaf ilay is a separate entity. Kitabu Zaydin. Kitab is something else. Zayd is something else. So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Alayh said, see, ilmuddin, so ilm is something else, and deen is a separate entity. So he asked the students, how many years did you spend here for the first part? How many years did you spend here for ilm? So there in Jaffa, some places, 7, 8 years or so. They said, 8 years we spent. You say, for the first part you spend 8 years. For the deen, for the second part, how many years you going to spend? You say, hum to sirf ek saal mangte hai. So we are only asking 1 year. So the main thing is that this ilm of deen must bring deen in our life. That is the real thing. Likewise, all the efforts of deen, the main thing is deen must come in our life. This is what we have become conscious about. Juhdud deen, ijtima is coming, effort of deen. The effort of deen is so that deen must come. That is also mudaf ilay, juhdud deen. But the effort of deen is one thing. But the effort of deen is so that deen can come in. A person who is taking medication, he's taking medication every day, punctually, morning up, but he's not even thinking that, am I feeling better or not? Maybe he's feeling worse, but no, I just have to take my medication, no matter. No, the purpose of the medication is to feel better. The purpose of all the effort of deen, studying deen, is that practical deen must come in our life. Har amal baraye amal nahi, har amal baraye maqsood hota hai. Every amal is not just for the sake of an amal. The amal is got a purpose behind it. Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi of Pune mentions very nicely. Maulana mentions, Sui ki tarah mat banna. Sui ki tarah mat banna. Sui puri dunya ko pehnaati hai, lekin khud nangi rehti hai. Don't be like a sewing needle. Don't be like a sewing needle. A sewing needle clothes the whole world, but if you look at the needle itself, it's naked. So don't become like that. Making effort, studying deen, but the thing is deen, practical deen must be coming into our life. So that is the effort, to make fikr, how practical deen comes into our lives. As Maulana Ibrahim Sahib, Tevla Damat Barakatu mentions, kitabo se ilm milta hai, aur sohbat se amal milta hai. From your kitabs you'll get the knowledge of deen, but the amal of deen you'll get by staying in the company of the pious. Nabi al-Islam mentions, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, offer your salat like you see me offering salat. So practice. A girl wants to learn how to cook. Now, if she wants to know how to, she can get the best cookbook and she can study it cover to cover and memorize all the recipes. That doesn't mean she's a good cook. She'll have to stay in the company of her mother, in that kitchen, in that practical environment, and practically learn how to cook from her mother. And in the process, the islah will also take place, and shoutings also she'll collect. All that will happen, but at the end she's going to benefit. Likewise, the fikr that how deen must come in one person. Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh at times used to read out the tafsir of the ayat, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to read out the tafsir of this ayat from Allama Shabir Rahmat Uthmani Rahmatullah Alayh's tafsir Uthmani. Allama Shabir Rahmat Uthmani Rahmatullah Alayh writes in his tafsir that he writes, Goya ke iska wujud hi isi liye hoga ke dusro ki khairkhai kare اور جہاں تک ممکن ہو انہیں جنت کے دروازے پر لا کر کرا کر دے. جو گویا اس کا دس ایز اف دس امت ہیز بین بروٹ ان ٹو ایگزٹنس فار دس ریزن کہ دوسروں کی خیرخواہی کرے, ٹو وش ویل فار ادرز, اور جہاں تک ممکن ہو انہیں جنت کے دروازے پر لا کر ترا کر دے. اینڈ میک سچ این ایفرٹ آن مین کائنڈ ایز اف دے آر ٹیکنگ ون پرسن اینڈ پٹنگ دیم رائٹ ایٹ دا تھریش ہولڈ اینڈ دا ڈور آف جنت. How beloved this will be in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. A person could have been leading a life going in which direction, but then someone made fikr on him, effort on him, cried, dua, with pyar, muhabbat, jor, muhabbat, and they brought him closer and they made such an effort. گویا کے در جنت کے دروازے پر اس کو لا کر کرا کر دے. اخرجت للناس میں اسی طرف اشارہ ہے. سو دا فکر دیٹ ون پرسن مسٹ بیکم دیندار, دا دین آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی مسٹ کم ان ایچ اینڈ ایوری سنگل پرسن. مالک بن دینار رحمۃ اللہ علیہ واز اے ویری گریٹ بزرگ آف ہز ٹائم. ون نائٹ ایٹ اراؤنڈ تہجد ٹائم اے تھیف انٹروڈر گاٹ ان ٹو ہز ہاؤس. And when the intruder came in the house, he found there was nothing material to steal there. No, according to those days, maybe no gold, no silver, no cash, nothing there to steal. Like how in more recent times, Maulana Jamshed Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi of Raivin, once mentioned there, Chor bhi agar hamare paas a jaye, kuch na milega. Even if the chore comes by us, there's nothing to steal here, nothing material to steal here. So, Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayh, one night at tahajjud time, a thief came, intruder got into his house. And he couldn't find anything to steal there, no gold, no silver. Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayh, told him that, لَمْ تَجِدْ شَيْئًا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا أَتَرْغَبُ فِي شَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْآخِرَةِ. You found nothing of dunya here, don't go empty handed, take something rather for akhirat and go from here. لَمْ تَجِدْ شَيْئًا مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا أَتَرْغَبُ فِي شَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْآخِرَةِ. Take something for your akhirat rather and go from here. So the thief asked, what have you got to offer? It was the tahajjud time. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi said, تَوَضَّأَ وَصَلِّي, make wuzu, read some nawafil. He complied, you know, the thieves of those days were of a different caliber, you know. So he, Sudri Gela, you know what they say. So he complied, he made wuzu, and then he started reading some tahajjud. Then the time for Fajr Namaz came in. So Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, said, took him with him to Fajr Namaz. People there saw an unfamiliar person there with Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi. So they asked him, who's this person? He said, جَاءَ لِيَسْرِقْ فَسَرَقْنَاهُ. He came to come and steal, but instead we stole him. He came to come and steal, but we stole his heart. We made fikr on him. This is it. Fikr, the deen must come in the life of one person. Deen must come in our lives. Deen must come in the lives of one person. So therefore, this all this efforts of deen taking place, all the things that are taking place, is the main thing is deen must come in our lives. And deen, when we say deen, the practical deen must come into each and every person's life. So therefore, we make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept each and every one of your studies. Maulana Ibrahim Sahib says, apne aap ko is ilm ke tabi' banana. The main thing, to make mold ourselves according to this ilm. وَاتَّبِئْ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Follow that which has been revealed to you from your Rabb. So the main thing is this deen must come into our life, practical deen. Once a Yahudi alim came, Yahubi rabbi came to Nabi alayhi salam. Jiyatu as'aluk came, I want to ask some questions. Nabi alayhi salam perceived this one, some mischief, shararat. He's got some shararat here. And I just came to ask some questions. Nabi alayhi salam said, فَقَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَيَنْفَعُكَ شَيْءٌ إِنْ حَدَّثْتُكَ. Will it benefit you in any way if I tell you? This is the thing. This is the thing when we're asking questions also. is there some ulterior motive? Do you want to trap someone? Do you want to ask him such a difficult question that he mustn't know the answers? And in here he was asking, what will happen to men after the heavens and the earth all split? What will be the menu in Jannah? What will decide whether a child is male and female? At the end of the riwayat, Nabi alayhi salam said, he asked me such things which I never knew. At that time Allah put it in my heart and Allah revealed it to me. So, أَيَنْفَعُكَ شَيْءٌ إِنْ حَدَّثْتُكَ. We all have to ask ourselves, is it going to benefit us if we are told? That is the thing. He came with some ulterior motive. Nabi alayhi salam already told him, same time, أَيَنْفَعُكَ شَيْءٌ إِنْ حَدَّثْتُكَ. But this Jew had ulterior motive, shararat, chalaki. So he never said ha, he never said na ha ka ha, na na ka ha. Asma'u bi udhunayya. No, no, I'm listening. They say, jo nabi ku nahi manta hai, wa nabi ki kaha manega. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, make your stay here and studies mubarak inshallah. Aur har ek ko chun chun kar kabul farmawe inshallah. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.